Okay, Judge, this was an extremely close round, but I'm going to make it extremely easy for you because the negative team has to win because of inherency. The baby boom population is the thing that caused the influx of people into the overcrowded prisons and jails.
All right, Judge, we said they widened their social control. We said the judges and juries can see the increase in available options and therefore sentence individuals that would have been released if harsh prison sentences were the only option.
All right, Judge, we know that prison overcrowding is one of the serious threats to our face in our nation. And since we won all arguments, you must vote affirmative.
So therefore, Judge, we went on net widening. We went on our impact on net widening. We went on baby boom and states taking action. Therefore, we went negative.
Judge, we define the word nationwide. Nationwide means stretching from one end to the other. There's 21 states that do not have an overcrowding problem, so therefore, it cannot be a nationwide problem.
All right, gentlemen, how about introducing yourself to your public?
My name is Rashid Moss. I'm a sophomore at D.M. Thero Comprehensive High School, and I'm a varsity debater.
My name is Eric Jewell. I'm a junior at D.M. Thero High School, and I'm also a varsity debater.
My name is Christian Attills. I'm a sophomore at D.M. Thero High School, and I'm also a varsity debater.
Okay, gentlemen, you had a great deal of success on the debate circuit this year. How do you feel about your year?
Well, I feel that it was amazing as well as predictable. Because I figured that during our hard work, I figured that we were going to have a great deal of amount of success this year. And our work finally paid off.
I think that's a very key term that Rashid used, and that was hard work. Because indeed, we did do a lot of hard work. There was a lot of hard hours, and after school, when everyone else was playing basketball, days was hot, we was in here doing research and working on debate. So I feel absolutely great. I feel a sense of achievement.
I agree with Rashid and Eric. I believe our success is a direct result of our hard work and determination.
Okay, let me take you back, Rashid. You and Krishna, 2 years ago, first tournament ever for a Thero High School team. We went out to McIntosh. You got involved in debate. I believe you lost all four rounds. When you think back to that experience, how did that leave you feeling when we walked out and you discovered that you had not won any rounds?
Well, I felt real bad. I had a feeling during the debate that I had really won, and then to come to find out that I didn't win anything was kind of a bad feeling.
But yeah, you guys told me you had won all four rounds.
We thought we had.
Yes, but we found out differently.
You found out differently.
Yeah.
So when we started to work for this past year, did you bring that experience with you?
Sure did. That experience resulted from basically not really preparing and not really working. So we knew that this year we were going to have to work, and we were going to have to prepare if we wanted to win.
And
maybe
work more
hard. Eric, I believe your first debate experience was at Westminster, right?
Yes.
At Westminster Academy?
Yes, that's correct.
Were you a little intimidated starting your debate career at Westminster?
To tell you the truth, I was extremely intimidated. There was hundreds of students everywhere. It was an extremely huge campus. I saw students getting off of the bus with suitcases and briefcases full of information, and I believe we might have had one briefcase. I had never been to a debate before, and I was just intimidated. I just knew that the minute I walked in there, I wasn't gonna know what was going on, and I was gonna get blown out. But we saw that it wasn't true, because we came in and we were the one that was taking names, taking up prisoners.
Okay, you and Rashid ended up with what, a 4-1 record?
Yeah, that's correct.
How'd you feel coming out of Westminster?
Great. I felt like all the hard work that we had done previously had paid off.
And actually, that was really one of my first achievements, my first big achievements.
And it also was giving me a sense of confidence now. I felt that I had debated with some of the best, so I knew that I could debate with some of the best in the future, and any time I was ready.
Okay, we had an enormously successful year. That is, I believe it's certainly at one point, Eric, you and Rashid team together went 18-0. We won the 7 Quad A championship. We placed 6th in the state. How do you explain such enormous success so early in the game? Because we're all basically novices. This is our basically our first year. How do you explain that kind of success in 1 year?
I would have to say an awful lot of talent, an awful lot of hard work.
Determination,
exactly. Self-confidence. Preparation. I mean, we prepared in every way, every aspect that we possibly could.
Could it be, or do you think it may be, that your success could be attributable to the inspiration and motivation of a brilliant coach?
No.
Okay, okay. We'll come back to that a little later. Okay, let me talk about the debate tournaments, generally speaking. You guys walk into debate tournaments and you make me sick. You swagger in there, you saunter in, you throw your debate stuff down, and you kind of have an attitude. Tell me what that's about.
I think that attitude comes from the fact that we've been to so many debates where people didn't even know our name. They pronounced it Terrell and Terrell, and we were sick and tired of it. So when we started winning and we started letting people know that we was here and we was here to stay, then we felt that we can come in with a certain air of confidence.
I remember hearing from a debate coach that his team walked in and saw Terrell in and they panicked. You guys try to intimidate other teams, don't you?
Yeah, we had one team that walked out of the debate and they thought that we were debating them. And it gave us a good feeling, of, you know, highness in a way, but I guess there's an aura that we present and we want to keep on presenting to people.
Let me ask you something else. I've noticed that a lot of the other teams, especially the black kids who debate throughout the state, hold you guys sort of in a high level of esteem. That is, you have a reputation, and I know that they kind of want to come up and talk to you. How does that make you feel?
Well, with African-American students that look at me as a sort of a role model and like I'm doing something good, it makes me feel great, because when you go to these debates, there's such a low percentage of African-American students. And I would think that in the future, it would be a good idea to get more African-American students involved in the debate process, because it is an excellent academic activity.
Okay, you talk about role models. I happen to know that last year you got suspended for fighting. Is that right, Eric?
Well, yes, sir.
Rashid, you were in school suspension a couple of times last year before debate. How has debate impacted your behavior?
It's definitely changed the way that I behave, because I know that I have a certain image to protect. I know that I'm doing something for the school, and I know that now I'm sort of a school leader, so I can't just go around and act any way I want. I have to carry myself with a certain amount of dignity and respect, and I think that that has had a tremendous difference in the way that I do act in everyday life.
And it's the same with me. It boosted my image, winning debates and so forth. Last year when I used to fight and get put in school or whatever, I had an image of being popular for being bad. But this year when I go out and, you know, start beginning to win things and come back with the image of winning academic sports, should I say, then that brings a certain amount of prestige with it, and I like to keep that prestige as well.
In that same vein, I know that each one of you failed at least one course before you started debating. How has debating impacted on your schoolwork, your academic work?
I like to answer that question right there. Last year I had a 1.7, and this year, after I debated and had a feeling for success and had a feeling of that I could achieve something, I brought my grade point average up to a 3.2, and that's really a phenomenal success considering how low I was last year and how much work I did this year.
I would like to say that last year I had 3 Fs, and last year it was really terrible. I had Fs, Ds, and Cs on my profile. This year I had nothing but As and Bs, and I made the honor roll. So I think that, yes, debate, it teaches you research skills, thinking skills, discipline, and I think that debate is got to be the number one academic extracurricular activity that exists.
I agree with Washington, and debate really develops your thinking skills and your forensic skills, and that also helps you a lot in class.
What would you say to people who say that all the time that you spend taking the various challenges that you have to take in order to debate well take away from what you need to be doing in terms of the academic career? That is, all that time you spend working on debate, if you were applying that to your classes, would your grades be better?
No. Take current events, for instance. You get such a wide scope of what's going on in the world from debate. You learn about all different areas and all different aspects of life. So I would say that while you're studying for debate, in essence, you're studying for all of your classes.
I mean, when you look at your classes, you have English. You learn speaking skills. You learn how to speak the language well. You have, you know, world history. You learn about your history, like beta boom population and so forth. You learn about those kind of things. So I think the debate is directly related to all your other classes, and it helps you in all your classes. That's an interesting
question. Okay, let's talk about image a little bit. I noticed you all have those spiffy new jackets on. Look like Letterman jackets, much like the football jacket that people have. What's been the reaction around the school to you all as you begin to wear your jackets and show your credentials as debaters?
Everyone wants to find out how they can get a hold of a jacket. Everyone wants to wear it. They want to join the debate team just so they can get a jacket.
And there's normally a certain amount of jealousy, but not that much. Most of the people, you know, respect what we're trying to do, and they respect what we are doing. And most of them want to become involved in it.
What about the image of debaters as wimps?
I don't think that we carry that type of image.
Well, that's because y'all used to fight all the time.
I think that we defy that image actually, because we prove that, you know, you can have a social life and debate.
Exactly.
And, you know, it can coexist. So I feel that you can be smart, you can have fun, you can do all of that together.
Okay, I want to bring up something we discussed a little bit when we were on the debate circuit. You all have a tendency to be, in my parlance, a little bizarre, the way you dress and cut your eyebrows and your hair and all of that kind of stuff. Now, we know when we go out debating that debate tends to be a very conservative activity. How have you managed to take your personal image with the hair and the earrings and all of this stuff?
Well,
and take that out and debate and do well. How do you do those two things at the same time?
I would say that you have to be yourself no matter what. And if you want to have a certain hairstyle or dress code which you may wear, you can do it. Just as long as when you get into the debate, you perform. And you perform to the level of the level that people expect you to perform. And we even go beyond that level. We perform more of a level than people expected. So I think that pretty much takes care of any type of hairstyles or fashions that we may wear.
And that's basically what I try to do when I go into debate. I might go to the same people, look at eyebrows or whatever. But what I do when I get into a debate is speak to the people so they look beyond what I have or what I look like or whatever, and look to listen to actually what I'm saying.
Krishna, you are sort of you're sort of the lamb thrown in with these two wild men here on the circuit. How do you react to being with these two wild people out on the debate circuit when we had to go and stay together? How have they influenced you, if at all?
Well, they're both great speakers, and they have won several awards, and this has helped me in my debate career as well.
They're not corrupting you?
No.
Okay. You're not going to wear an earring next year?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me ask you another question that has to do with debate. I understand out on the debate circuit, statewide, you all have a sort of rep. People kind of know who you are now, and you have certain nicknames that the folk on the debate circuit have for you. What are those nicknames?
Batman and Robin. Yeah.
You're Batman and Robin.
And Special Ed.
And Special Ed. How do you feel about those?
Well, I like that because it's a way of letting people know. I mean, it lets you know that people know who you are.
Exactly.
And I think that's good when they give you nicknames and everything. They really pay attention.
Exist.
Right. Exactly. They pay attention.
Okay, when we began the year, I told you all of you were going to have to mature in order for us to do well out on the circuit when we go to places like Raylan County and White County and Lee County and all these other various stops at which we debated. How has debate helped you mature?
Well, it's helped me mature considerably. Because I have a tendency to have a quick temper and so forth and all, but you learn how to control your temper. You learn that sometimes you're going to get bad falls and you're going to get good times and bad times, and they all go together. And you just have to learn how to deal with those bad times. And I think this debate has, in fact, taught me that.
And I have to say that there's two ways that debate has helped me mature. And one is a sense of responsibility, which I know what I have to do, when I have to do it, and I know I have to get it done, and I know that I have to have preparation or else I won't be any good when I go in there. And also
it's something for embarrassment. I think because I think that debate has given me, at first I never cared about being embarrassed about what I do, but now everything that I do I like it to be good. And debate made it that way where it gave me an image of being, you know, good in everything I do, you know, try to succeed in everything I do. So therefore, everything that I attempt now, basically my best.
And it teaches you.
Well, go ahead. Okay. And we must live up to our image of excellence that we developed this year.
And debate teaches you that there's never one single right way to do anything. You have to first consider everyone else's views and the way that they look at things before you can make a decision on anything.
No one's better. Okay, let me ask the question again. Could you attribute your maturity this year to the influence of a mature, dynamic, brilliant coach?
Yeah,
actually, it's kind of good.
Yes.
We kind of good because
that's a trick answer.
Because in a way, our coach has taught us when we go to these tournaments and so forth, and we'll get bad deals, raw deals from judges and so forth. He taught us to just let it go and to learn that sometimes you're going to get downfalls, but to not make a big deal about it because you're always up those downfalls and everything. And, you know, just to take them as they come.
And our coach also has a certain way of being able to play with us and have a good time and letting us know that we're all friends, but when we start to cut up a little too much, he'll keep us in line.
And he motivates us a lot.
That's a trick answer. You guys trying to embarrass me. Okay, let me do this. Next year, we won't sneak up on anybody. And everybody knows who Daryl the Baby is. Okay. There are going to be people who are going to be looking for us next year, who will be looking to challenge us next year. For those people who would dare to dream about defeating Daryl's debate team next year. What?
Daryl Debates are taking no prisoners. Thank you.